America Weekend.
Rosie!
Coming, sir. Here I am, sir. Yes, sir.
The old girl's still eager, isn't she? But of course, very.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. When I say the word robot to you, what do you think? I think of Rosie the Robot. I have a pleasant feeling about robots. Rosie from the Jetsons, do you remember? She was their maid, and she was this old robot, kind of just this big old bucket of bolts and wires that still got the job done. And when all else failed, she was there for the Jetsons, and she was filled with love for her family. Well, but I think we're going to talk about something other than Rosie the Robot. What do you think? Science fiction? Yeah, Transformers and things like that. But there are unexpected places you might run into real-life robots. Because robots are coming to take our jobs. And not just those of us who work in fast food or manufacturing. The truth is, almost all jobs are threatened in one way or another. All right, that could be a little bit of an exaggeration, but it's not too far from the truth. A more accurate description would be that artificial intelligence, AI, which has been sparking fear among low-skill workers and science fiction enthusiasts for decades now, is finally becoming smart enough to compete. While many in the business community are looking forward to industries with cheap labor and less human resources work, the working class is facing a future filled with uncertainty. If jobs disappear, or if they are replaced with artificial labor, what happens to those workers and what happens to the economy? There's a point at which a robot becomes much more than just a tool in a human arsenal. Robots may perform specific functions, such as lifting objects or repeatedly performing the same action over and over and over and over again. But AI describes something that can actually think for itself. That is, it can make decisions and learn from past mistakes. With this ability to think, and your host is doing air quotes as he reads the word think here, artificial intelligence becomes much more valuable than simple automated mechanical labor. And as Google explains, because, yes, Google knows everything about everything, it has much more widespread commercial application. What kind of commercial application are we talking about? And what jobs could ultimately be threatened by artificial intelligence? There are many, but some are more surprising than others. Here are five commercial applications of artificial intelligence we may have all not expected. The first one, journalism. Uh-oh. Did you know that many of the news articles you read every day are not written by human beings? It's true. More and more writing is being offloaded to AI, which are capable of putting together articles that are not much different or even discernible from what professional writers and journalists create. That's another thing those in the newspaper industry are just going to be so glad to hear about. Right now, AI is handling the writing for things like earnings reports and other business documents. Of course, humans still have a big edge, and not all news and journalistic efforts will be shifted to non-human workers, but journalism and news coverage may be one of the more surprising applications we have found for artificial intelligence. To take that into the radio business, do you remember about 15 years ago at this point, they would take some of the AM frequencies in areas and turn them into automated weather channels. So you would have this really strange robotic voice.
Right now, it's 62 degrees and raining.
And it was this awful, terrible, almost hypnotic sound that would give you your 5-day forecast and give you marine conditions. It's improved greatly. Here's one. Go turn on the weather channel. And they use the voice of Jim Cantore, because everything on the weather channel always comes down to Jim Cantore now, does it not? And when it's time for your local on the eights, when they actually now dump out of the shows such as Why Planes Crash and stuff like that, which I have no idea why they're on the weather channel, but anyway, they will give you a 5-day forecast, and it is the automated sound of Jim Cantore. They obviously had him record every single weather term and number and intonation possible, but at least now it sounds like it's really him there reading it. Oh, 95% sounds like him. It's gotten better, and so even in this industry from which I'm speaking to you right now, they can take a voice, they can record it, and then goodbye. We can reuse it as many times as we want, and you don't have to be here. The next one, transportation. At some point in the near future, we will be handling our car keys to computers. We all know about driverless cars, but it really goes much deeper than that. Commercial trucking companies, airlines, trains, eventually it's likely that artificial pilots will be in control of them all. Do you want to get onto some plane that's controlled by a machine? I don't know if I want to. I know, you know, there are issues with pilots and everything else, but hey, airline safety is pretty good. And the pilots are extremely responsible, 99.99999% of them. Do you want to hand over your safety to technology? I don't know if I want to. I still want a human being in the ultimate control when I'm 55,000 feet up in the air. Let's see. If they do go ahead and do this, this will, of course, displace thousands, if not millions, of workers, not to mention the law enforcement agencies, legal professionals, and auto industry workers who may run into trouble from autonomous consumer vehicles. Once that driverless technology is adopted on a mass scale, society could benefit from reductions in traffic gridlock, less wasted fuel, and, of course, more leisure time during our commute. Okay. I love how whenever we have a story about technology here, it is written from the viewpoint that nothing ever goes wrong. This technology is wonderful. It makes the grass greener, and it makes that lovely sky even more blue. What happens when, oh, we've got problems with the cloud? Oh, we've got some slowdowns right now on the internet today. Sorry. Happened where I work a couple of weeks ago. We had a major internet slowdown, and for some reason, nothing worked. None of the items that we needed from our online sources were there, and so it became a difficult afternoon. And so Verizon said, oh, we're sorry. We're having an internet slowdown across portions of the Northeast, and we apologize for any inconvenience. What happens if you're 30,000 feet over Philadelphia and that happens? Oh, we got to slow down. All of a sudden, your pilotless plane doesn't know what it's doing. See what I mean? The next one, emergency services. When you think about it, allowing an AI to, again, AI stands for artificial intelligence or a robot, handle our emergency services makes a lot of sense. Really? Tell me how. For example, why put human firefighters in danger when we can just send in our metal and silicone friends? That is the smartest thing this article says. And that is a brilliant idea. After all, machines can resist higher temperatures, don't need to worry about smoke inhalation, and can use lasers and radar to better navigate in close quarters, whereas people may not be able to see. Though firefighting is the first that comes to mind, the technology could also be applied in many other areas. Driving ambulances, handling dangerous law enforcement situations, and even cleaning up hazardous leaks or spills are prime examples. The Navy has already started experimenting with this technology on the water, and others are developing it for use in cities as well. I saw something on CBS Sunday Morning about a month ago about a robot snake, and they've been able to take this robot and it's programmed to move and kind of slink around the same way a snake would, and they showed an application where it can be sent into building collapses to look for survivors. And it works its way around, and obviously it wears a camera, and it does not put anyone into danger going in to search for people or for things. But at the same time, it has this ability to move in and around and get places where humans cannot crawl in and through when doing such searches. So that is very valuable technology. Again, these are unexpected places you may run into real-life robots. The next one, entertainment. What happens when we apply AI to the world of music? For a moment there, I thought we were going to have the robot entertainment report with Christina Staffo. Anywho, you probably end up with a number of chart toppers. At least that's what some in the industry are thinking. We are quite close now to programming computers to generate nice melodies in the style of pop composers such as Paul McCartney. This according to Francois Pache of Sony's Computer Science Lab in Paris. If you found out that robots were creating some of your favorite songs, would it ruin things for you? I don't care, as long as it sounds good. This is where the music industry is heading. There are even bands of drones that can throw down some pretty awesome covers of classic songs. And the final one, customer service. When you're frustrated with a billing error, all you want to do is talk to a human being, right? Soon that may not even be an option. Businesses are adopting AI en masse to handle their customer service departments. And as you could have guessed, it threatens an awful lot of jobs. Automated online assistants are already pretty widespread, and natural language processing technology is on its way to being perfected. Have you ever noticed when you call one of these places that has complete automation, "Please explain your problem to me." So you explain it. "I did not understand what you said. Please explain your problem to me." I start screaming, "Representative! Representative!" And it takes about 18 screams of representative before I finally do get to a representative. Robots. What a lovely world we live in. And yeah, something else that could claim your job, and it could claim mine. I'm not a robot, at least yet. This is America Weekend, and I am a live, living human, Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.